Montana's Real Country, K-Sky, 106.9. That is Brian Martin taking us to the top of the hour. In fact, we're just on the right-hand side here. 8:02, let's get you some headlines, and then we'll update you on the forecast. What a great start to the day right now. Lots of blue sky across the Gallatin Valley. So today is the 80th anniversary of D-Day. June 6, 1944, brought together the land, air, and sea forces of the Allied armies and what became known as the largest amphibious invasion in military history. Almost 133,000 troops participated in D-Day from the United States and the British Commonwealth and our allies, all landed on D-Day. Casualties from these countries during the landing numbered over 10,000. That included 2,501 Americans who died on D-Day. So John Vandenbos, he's a friend of our show. He lives part-time here in Bozeman, and he's also a part-time resident of France. And he is there today at the ceremonies where they're honoring those troops, you know, that died on D-Day. He is there, and he has brought a part of Bozeman with him. In Bayou, it's a town just a few kilometers from the Normandy beaches. There's a bronze statue that honors General Dwight Eisenhower. He's chief of the Allied armies and orchestrator of the D-Day landings. And Ike, you may recall, was an avid fly fisherman. So our friend John has collaborated with another John, John Erdman of Bozeman. You may know him. He works over at Far Automotive. And John Erdman has created 8 special flies to commemorate the 80th D-Day anniversary today. It's a small Montana city's contribution to a worldwide event. And our friend John Vandenbos flew those flies that John made from Bozeman to France in February, where they began their adventure towards today's ceremony. So amidst all of the ceremonies that are going on today with the soldiers who participated in D-Day, there's aircraft flyovers happening. Color guards and a spate of generals are on hand. Those flies from Bozeman have found their place now at the base of Ike's statue in France. The Bozeman flies, again tied by John Erdman, caught the attention of 5-star General Cavoli after the ceremony today. Cavoli, if you don't know, is the head of NATO troops in Europe. And Cavoli was so impressed with these flies that he actually called over the army historian that's traveling with him, and he said, you know what? You're going to write up a story about these flies from Bozeman, Montana. So I'm sure we're going to see that at some point. But John was nice enough to take some pictures, and we have the pictures of those flies at the ceremony today and at the base of Ike's statue there. And you can see those and read this story on the K-Sky Facebook page.
Also, thanks, Susan, for chiming in on that Facebook post and letting us know that the Belgrade High School Orchestra is there to participate in the ceremonies, and they even posted a picture there in the comments.
So you're going to see this, you probably have already, all over your social media feeds and on television today. This is a big deal, this 80th anniversary of D-Day, and Bozeman, Montana playing a small part in it.